The photo ID requirement is on hold in Wisconsin, but civil rights groups are also asking a federal court to rule the law violates the Voting Rights Act. Government Accountability Board Executive Director Kevin Kennedy told the court that he advised lawmakers to allow voters without a photo ID to avoid some of the difficulty in obtaining a certified birth certificate or other documents. Kennedy says he advised allowing people to sign an affidavit confirming their identity.
You know, we've heard enough stories about voters across the country that, you know, didn't have access to the documents they needed to get the ID. And so we thought, when you're developing this, this is something you should weigh and consider.
Some Black and Latino witnesses called by the plaintiffs this week have described being unable to get a copy of their birth certificate. Kennedy also told the courtroom that he had concerns about another part of the now suspended law that allowed voters without a photo ID to cast a provisional ballot as long as they came back within 3 days with a valid ID.
You know, provisional ballots, you know, really create this impression that somehow you got the opportunity to participate when your vote's not going to count unless you follow through with some steps. And it's very cumbersome at the polling place. It's very cumbersome afterwards.
State Justice Department lawyers defending the law questioned whether Kennedy was telling legislators his advice or that of the Accountability Board. But Kennedy says the board would hold him accountable if he abused his authority to make recommendations. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.